to those who killed the king, who murdered the Christ, the same regime. What God has built, you never can break. What God has loved, you never can hate. Man makes rules and laws. You just a ruthless dog, your kettle is waiting. You devils will run back into the cave you came from whenever that day comes. 40 acres, plantations, see every race won. Sincerely yours, Street's Disciple, Revelations.
Yo, so Matthew is on the way. His bus is late, but you can't hold him accountable for that. We all know what the buses are like. Technically, right now it is 8 p.m. on a Thursday. We are into the Other Note Hour, and this is me, Garen, from Extratonal, waiting for that peaceful transition of power. I guess I kind of usurped tonight. Oh no, Hardbody forgot his shades. What am I gonna do? Hardbody, your shades. He'll be back. Who knows? He might be. I hope he does. Because I can't leave y'all alone. But yeah, so Matthew's on his way, and I'm gonna keep y'all company. Let's see what I can do about that. You know, it's pretty toasty out these days, and I've been trying to find ways to cool down. And a lot of that involves iced coffee, because I am a big fan of cold brew. But man, what Hardbody was just saying about watermelon and cucumber juice, I'm going to have to start doing that. Because that sounds delicious. As soon as he said it, I was just like, oh my God, why have I never tried this? Because you get the sweetness of the watermelon. You get a bit of the extra water from the cucumber. And then, you know, that little cucumber flavor. That's kind of nice. And it just, as he said it, in my mind, those two flavors combined. And I was like, this is something I need to try. So, hopefully that's sort of interesting. But, you know, I think while we wait for Matthew to show up to do his proper show, I'm going to put on one of my favorite jazz bassists, who is in fact the reason that I started playing bass, the reason I wanted to play bass from the very young age of 3, and that would be Ray Brown. At least I'm pretty sure it was Ray Brown. I was watching Sesame Street when I was 3 years old, and the man that I believe to be Ray Brown was on Sesame Street, and he's doing a show about like what the bass can do. And he was just showing all kinds of stuff. I mean, of course, he did some jazz, but he did some classical. He was talking about what the role of the bass in all these different musical genres, how it's like it is the bass. It is the foundation of so many different songs. It's the thing that keeps everything together, that drives the melody, the harmony. Because, like, you know, in jazz and in rock and et cetera, where you have drums and bass, like, the drums drive the groove, but the bass drives the groove and the melody. Like, shares some responsibilities for the groove, but drives the harmony, drives the direction, lets everybody know where they are, because not everybody really, like, even I have difficulty verbalizing drums, internalizing drums sometimes, like, drum lines. Because, you know, you go like, you know, I want a little like boom, chicka, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, boom. And people are like, what does that mean? Like, I've said things like this to drummers. They're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, why don't you get it? It's like, it's clearly. And then I realize that they don't think like that somehow. This is not a way they think. But yeah, so Ray Brown's talking about all the things that the bass does. And yeah, so while we're waiting. Oh. Okay, I just Googled on or searched on YouTube Ray Brown bass solo. And the first thing that pops up, Ray Brown's solo bass on Black Orpheus. So I think we're going to play that in just a second. But like, what... One of the greatest moments I had when I was in college is I got to see a masterclass with Ray Brown. Like, he gave a jazz masterclass and we were all invited to come check it out. And this man, he was talking about like his experience playing bass before there were like proper bass amps and stuff like that. And he's borrowing this bass from this guy. And he's like, you know, when we played back in the day before we had amps, we just had to play real loud. So he just like starts wailing on this bass. And it was just like, he was plucking those strings so hard, the E string just kept coming off this poor guy's bass. And every couple of minutes, Ray Brown's like, bam, 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 E string pops off. And he just holds it out and he keeps talking. And the poor guy runs up and like restrings the bass. And then he's like, and he goes back to play. And he's like, bam, 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 E string pops off. Oh, look, Matthew's here. So I'd like, I guess I'll start playing. I was going to play this Ray Brown soloing on Black Orpheus for just a minute. What do you think about that?
I mean, oh,
let me turn you up. Let me turn you on. Okay, there we go.
Thank you, Garen Fitzgerald, for covering and starting off the extra other tonal note. Yeah. I just like, as I was coming up, I was like, oh no, I better text Garen and let him know like my bus is going to be late. Well, it was on time, but Google lied to me. So
yeah, Google's a liar.
It always is. Anyways, you are listening to... So we're canceling the other note tonight. We're also canceling extra tonal.
What?
We're just doing the extra other tonal note instead.
Oh, okay.
So this is the extra other tonal note on CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM.
Oh, yeah, read that territorial announcement. I forgot to get to that, or acknowledgement.
I had a feeling. So we are broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory, the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. Whew, okay. You were talking about Ray Brown.
Yeah, I was talking about this. I got to go to a masterclass with him when I was at Juilliard.
Nice.
And I was just saying, like, he was telling us, like, back in the day when he played, before they had, like, proper bass amps and amplification, you were just, like, a bassist fighting all the horns and stuff. So you just had to play real loud. And he's playing real loud, and then every time he would just like rip this. He was borrowing a bass from one of the students. He would just rip the E string right off the bridge.
Nice.
And he's just every time he'd just be like just totally like casually hold out the bass, keep talking. Kid would run up, restring the bass, give it back to him, and he'd just start playing again. And boom,
do it again. Yeah,
five times in like 20 minutes. It was so.
Damn.
I felt bad for the kid because like, oh man, strings aren't cheap. But it was definitely
a legend
a thing.
Like that, you may as well let him do his thing.
Oh, heck right, yeah.
Speaking
heck
of
yeah.
which, can we switch?
Oh yeah, we're going to switch. Okay, we're not going to listen to Ray Brown. We're going to let Matthew
do his
thing.
I'm sorry,
listeners. No, no, no. It's fine. You can show up late and just like run me off the road.
I mean, you got an extra at least 6 minutes of time.
Yeah, but I didn't put that much music in my show today so we could talk.
I mean, it's okay because now I will do all the extra talking that we needed to do.
Nice.
So
we're officially switched mics. He's in the controller seat.
Yes. All right, now...
So what do you got for us tonight, man? I don't see anything. What'd you do?
So, this weekend, I managed to go to... What was it? Two concerts and then one live jazz cafe. It was really fun.
Jealous.
It was awesome. I'm actually planning to invite you to the next time I go to this jazz cafe.
Nice.
Anyways, there is this local Vancouver band called Chopping Spree. And they played, it was called the Railtown Rooftop Party. And Chopping Spree played a couple covers that I thought were really cool. So they played a cover of A Night in Tunisia. They also played a cover of Caravan. And luckily, on the CJSF playlist is a version of their cover of Caravan.
Oh, very nice.
But we're going to start with Albert Marquez and Rachel Therrien with their cover of A Night in Tunisia. Then we're going to follow up Albert Marquez and Rachel Therrien again with their cover of Caravan before we go into the Chopping Spree cover of Caravan. And I think that once we play like the two different versions, it'll kind of make sense why I wanted to play both of them.
All right, well, looking forward to it, man.
So we are going to start off now with A Night in Tunisia by Albert Marquez and Rachel Therrien on the other, no, the extra other tonal note on CJSF Radio. You just heard the Chopping Spree cover of Caravan, and you are listening to the Extra Other Tonal Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM.
Woo!
I was thinking, I'm going to find it, but I was thinking I need to get like a little soundboard thing.
Oh, yeah.
To like add in all of our funny little moments.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. No, we got those things at my store. It's like a little... buttons. You push the buttons, it makes the thing.
And it makes a sound.
Yeah, or like I've got one at home. Plug it into a laptop. Plug the laptop in there. Load all the samples in like Ableton or something. Just be like, pa-dow, bing, bing, bing.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. And before that, we had also Caravan, but by Albert Marquez and Rachel Therrien. And to start off the trio, we had also Albert Marquez and Rachel Therrien with their version of A Night in Tunisia. Now, as those songs were playing, at least the two Caravan songs were playing, Garen and I were talking about the cruelty that is sometimes, I don't know, expected or at least done to make.